Hello, everybody, and welcome to episode 315 of the Keep Moving Forward podcast with me, your host, Anthony DiDomenico, coming to you every week, available at anchor.fm/KMF podcast. Also available on iTunes, Spotify, wherever you get your podcasts, you can find us there. And while you're there, 5-star rate and review. You know, I love reading, sharing, all the hoopla that goes with it. All the past bonus episodes are available at the Patreon, patreon.com/KMF podcast. Built Bar, the best tasting protein bars out there. Check them out, builtbar.com. Use code WWROPODCAST and save 10% off your order. While you're in the ordering mood, we got Sail Away Coffee, the best nitro brew on the planet. Not just saying that because they're a local Long Island company. Saying that because it is true. There's just something about that coffee. I like it. I want you to like it. Give an order. Go to sailawaycoffee.com. Use code WWRO10. Also save 10% off your order. My good buddy John Ziegler, his comedy special is available on YouTube. John Ziegler, Getting My Affairs in Order. Check it out. Also give him a follow on Instagram. The link is in his bio there as well. And he's also got a special cause in his bio. Donate if you can, when you can, if you can. Raise money for a good cause. So go check all that out. And if we're talking about comedy and you would like to see me do the stand-up comedy, make the funny, the ha-ha, and you're going to be in Seaside Heights on Saturday, March 23rd, I'll be at the Ocean View Restaurant in Seaside Heights, New Jersey. My good buddy Ryan Marr, also be joined by John Moses. DM me for ticket info and I'll help you out. Looking forward to that. Always a good time performing with Ryan Marr. Happy to be back in Seaside Heights. Love being down at the Jersey Shore. Should be some nice weather. I might get a hotel room. I might go get a hotel room for the night at my favorite place in Point Pleasant Beach with the balcony. At the end of March, the weather will be nice. I can have a cigar. It's been a while. Actually, I haven't had a cigar in a while because I also want to apologize up front. My voice is weak. I do apologize for that. I've been sick all week long and my voice is not at 100%. I'm not at 100%. I got it good this time. So it happened last week. You know, after the pot, well, Monday, when I got home from work, I had this like hard, dry cough. I couldn't shake it. And I just thought maybe it's my allergies. Maybe it's like my acid reflux, something. I don't know. I didn't feel sick yet, but now I'm thinking about it. When I got up Sunday to get ready to go watch the Stadium Series game, I felt like a little more sluggish than normal. Like, sluggish is my okay. You know, I shuffle along. I'm not full of pep. But I felt even a little more sluggish. My back was starting to bother me. I just didn't feel 100% like myself, but I didn't feel sick yet. Then Monday night, I came home and I was coughing. And I did the podcast. I got through it. And it got worse. Didn't really sleep Monday night. And then I was feeling a little cold. And then I knew I was getting sick. I started shivering and shaking. And this is about like 12 o'clock. And my office manager was like, just go home, take a half a day. So I got some medicine. I got some stuff. I came home. Put a hoodie on. I wrapped myself in like blankets, sat on the couch, and my fever finally broke like about 7 o'clock that night, 7:30. And when the fever broke, I was like on fire. I thought I was going to pass out. That's how hot I was. I turned my heat down. just like a t-shirt and shorts and like, you know, and miserable. And I really didn't sleep that night. I woke up feeling horrible. I was sick. I think I had the flu. My friend who was sitting next to me Sunday at the cigar lounge, he had the same symptoms. He tested positive for the flu. We actually had the same symptoms at the same time. So I'm going to go with that. I'll use his, his test as my test. But I'm still not out of it. I still feel run down. I feel weak. I still have like a lagging cough, not nagging cough. This morning I was getting ready for work. I was finally back to work. I was out all last week. And finally slept the last couple of nights of the week into the weekend because I finally listened and got NyQuil, which is a miracle. And that just knocked me out and I was able to sleep, which is good. I'm going to take some of that tonight because I got to sleep through the night because I got work in the morning. And, you know, I'm not 100%. I don't feel 100%. Like I said, I feel sluggish and weak and tired, run down. I know this could last anywhere from like a week to 2 weeks from the start of symptoms. And hopefully, I don't know, it doesn't last that much longer. But I miss just doing the things I like to do. Sounds silly to some people, but, you know, I miss going down to the lounge and hanging out with the guys, having a couple cigars. Like Saturday night would have been perfect. The Knicks had an 8:30 game, playing the Celtics. It was the perfect opportunity. And like I wanted to go so bad. I wanted to go so bad. And I almost forced myself. I just was out of it. And I just was like, who am I kidding? I'm not leaving this house. So I ended up watching the Knicks. Falling asleep. I slept more this week during the day than I've ever slept. That was my formula each day. I get up. I need some breakfast so I can take the medicine. And then I put on something I've seen 8 million times and just fall asleep. And I think Friday I slept, or Thursday and Friday I slept all day and as well as all night. So I definitely got a lot of sleep. I'm sleeping. It's not the problem. Just have to get better. I know that this is, no one wanted to hear this, but... what's going on? What's going on my week? I hate being sick. I'm the biggest baby. I'm such a baby when I'm sick. I remember like when I was a kid, just being the biggest baby. You know, my mom had a weight on me hand and foot. My grandma had a weight on me hand and foot. It was just not good. My grandmother, she almost like she liked it, I guess. I don't know. The grandmas do. Juice boxes, whatever you want to eat. Wrapped up in blankets. The good life. My grandfather's chair. Sick days when you were a kid, man, were the best. But actually, I just don't like being sick. I just don't like being sick. I don't like it. I want to feel my normal shitty self. If that makes any sense to anybody. You know, you go through life and you're like, oh, I'm tired. I feel like crap. That's what I want to feel instead of the sickness. And yeah, it's boring. I'm usually not really home a lot. And here I am now, you know, you just should. And I'll see how I feel tomorrow. Each day I feel better. I get better. At least I'm back at work. So that's a good thing. Missed a lot of work, a lot of stuff to make up. You know, as always the case when you miss work. And just trying the best I can. Just trying the best I can. You know, I get like in a rut. That's what I feel like I'm in a rut right now. I don't know. Anyway, last week on the show, I kind of mentioned some things that were on my mind. Possibly not doing the show anymore. And I'll be honest. When I started the show, I was probably dead set against ending the show. And then I almost like talked myself back into it during the show. And if that wasn't going to be it, it was the outwarming, I don't know if outwarming is a word, but the overwhelming support and love that I got last week on social media, text messages, DMs. It means the world, and thank you. You know, sometimes you lose sight of that you're doing this podcast for, and you get like wrapped up in your own BS. And I gotta remember why I started this. I started this with people out there who wanted to hold myself accountable, but always was the person that felt like they didn't have somebody to go through this with. And, you know, listen, I'm not the only one struggling out there. You know, it's awesome when you're doing great, and it's awesome when you're hitting goals and you're winning. But there's a season in your life, there's a couple of seasons where you're going to be down, you know, and you got to try to get out of it. And here we are. And I know I'm not the only one. And if, you know, this helps you get through it, then please, thank you. Please keep listening. Thank you for the support. The messages were awesome. Laura made me laugh. If you don't, guys don't know, Laura Crunches Before Brunches on Instagram. And also listen to her podcast, Wine Over Matter. I'm sick last week, so like I'm in and out of things, and I wake up to like, you know, there's all these messages on my phone, and I see Laura mention me in my story, and I'm like, oh, this, I knew, I'm like, oh, this can't be good, because I know she listens to the podcast, and she was like, this fool right here, and I was like, oh, but made me laugh, and she's right, I can't stop the podcast, and you know, Jess, who we gave a shout out to last week, she was, you know, right away, same thing, messaging me about, you know, get, you know, just hang in there. Podcast means a lot to me and everybody else. So got some really good messages. I mean, people I don't even know that listen each week. And again, if you, thank you. I'm not stopping the podcast. Obviously I'm here this week. And, we're just going to keep evolving. We're going to keep moving forward, as the podcast is called. And whatever this like takes shape and whatever it is, it is. I still want to do an outside project. Just for me to keep my creative juices flowing and to keep maybe an outlet, so I'm not so mushod all the time on here. To like, you know, because there are things I want to say. The things I see on social media, TV, and stuff like that I want to comment on. In a way that I wouldn't talk normally on here about it. You know, I am a stand-up comedian. I do have a sense of humor that's more warped than most people's, and I do want an outlet for that. I miss it. So I don't know if I want to do a solo thing or if I want to do with a partner. Well, we'll figure it out. But just want to, once again, thank you so much. Everybody reached out. It was absolutely amazing to get that feedback. And, you know, like I said, you forget sometimes, you get caught up in your own stuff and you forget what you're doing this for. And, you know, that was selfish of me. And I promise, like, next time, if we are going to end the podcast, if I am going to end the podcast ever, I mean, because nothing goes forever, but there'll be a lead up. There'll be a not just me coming on here, you know, singing the blues and being like, nah, I'm going to stop this miserable, you know, end the show. Da, 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 da. No, that's the, I'll do something more extravagant, I guess, so to speak. So that got me, that helped get me through the week too. When, you know, the sickness, that's what I call it. Oh man. When I wake up tomorrow, I want to all be gone. Just feel fine. Just rant. I'm going to say, like, you know, random just sentences are going to come out like that. But I was feeling good enough yesterday to go to my brother's house, see the kids. I'm not contagious anymore. So I went by. It's good to see them. They get so big. Every time I see them, they're just like bigger. They're like little Andre the Giants. They're huge. They're so tall, these kids. Before I know it, they will be taller than me. Well, Lucas definitely, within the next couple of years, will be taller than me. He's like 5'3" last time he was, you know, measured, and he's 10. Rocco's not far behind, and Lydia's getting tall too. So these kids will be taller than me. I'll be looking down at Uncle Cheese. I'll be handing their presents up. It's going to be funny. I actually can't wait. It's going to be kind of funny. So, yeah, I spent the day hanging out with my dad, my sister-in-law, my brother. Kids were just running around. My brother's become quite the mixologist. You know, he likes he makes these mixed drinks now. I don't know where he got into this, but he's always mixing up something, and he was making espresso martinis, which I don't know when these things became so popular again. Which is, you know, I don't know these things anyway, because people, like, when I told him I was sick this week, they're like, the flu's going around. I'm like, well, since when? I go, you got that flu that's been going around? I'm like, no, I didn't know it was going around. So I'm oblivious to things, but I've been seeing on social media a lot more now, espresso martinis. Which one to me, I don't know how that's appetizing. One, I'm not a drinker, so, but like, I don't know. It doesn't seem refreshing. But people rave about it. They love those espresso martinis. And I asked my brother, like, do you make it with real espresso? And he does. Because I heard some just make it with coffee, like cold brew coffee. But he actually makes his with espresso. He gave one to my dad yesterday. And my dad was funny. He goes, yeah, caffeine doesn't affect me. It was funny after my dad drank this. He was kind of like a little off the wall a little bit. He definitely pepped him up. But he brought something up that, you know, he wants to do like a family vacation. Wants all of us to go away together, like one, like a trip. We haven't done that, like all of us. I guess he's something he's been thinking about. And it's, you know, this is where, like, time, I don't, like, it doesn't resonate with me sometimes, you know, like, where we are in life and how fast time goes and everything else. Like, think about it, we've never, like, since my mom passed away, we haven't been on, like, a family vacation, all of us, at the same time. We've all gone away, different things, but we've never been all together, especially with the kids now. And, you know, you think about it, and I'm like, what makes you think about that? And, like, you know, my sister-in-law was like, well, you think about where, you know, you're almost 45, Pop's 69, almost 70. You hate to be morbid to say it, but, you know, life doesn't go on forever. Things happen. Life is short. Live it while you can. And like, it was funny because we were talking about different things. My dad was like, I would love to take everybody to Disney. And right away, I'm like, I gotta scoot. I can't walk around Disney. And I wish I had a camera on my brother because I would play it right now. He had me laugh. I can't really laugh that much because I start coughing, but one, he was like, what do you always care what people think? He goes, there's plenty of people on scoots at Disney. There's probably more people scooting around than walking. And my cousin Joe used to tell me that all the time too, because he used to have the yearly pass. And I would always say to him, like, you know, I'd love to see the Star Wars stuff, but like, and this is even when I was down over 200 pounds, when I was in like my peak physical condition, walking along, I still had to take, even when I went on my Saturday walks, I still had to take breaks. I have I have arthritis in my knee. I have a bad back. So like I would have to stop. And I'm not a fast walker, and I would like not walk with people that way. So I'm self-conscious about a lot of things. Now at this point, I would definitely, to get around Disney, I would need a scooter. Or a scoot, as we were calling it. And my brother was going, excuse me. This is the scooter area. The stormtroopers are about to come out. Please, you're in the scooter area. This is for the scoots. That Darth Vader's gonna come out and do a lightsaber show, and you're in the scooter part. This is where the scooter is supposed to be. And he was doing this whole thing about me, like, you know, complaining about people being in my way when different Star Wars characters are coming out. And I can say it's not that out of character. It probably would be something like that, but. You know, and a friend of mine was like, this is your opportunity to, like, you know, get motivated and get healthy. And listen, I could do a lot. I want to do a lot. I should just do those things anyway. But no matter what I do in a year, the reality is I would probably need assistance getting around the park. And I brought that up as a reason not to go on a trip. I'm like, well, I'm not going. And, you know, everybody was like, what do you care? Like, who cares? You know, so you need that. Big deal. We're all together. You know, you're going to be with your family. You're going to be, you know. It's true. But that always was, you know, an insecurity of mine. And also just like a fear. Like, I never wanted to have to use one of those. But if I'm going to be walking like 5 miles, 6 miles a day, it's not going to happen. So I'll, you know, and then they were like, yeah, my brother's like, yeah, you're getting a scooter, even if you need it or not, because I, you know, I got three kids. I got to get to the front of these lines. So it looks like the kids will be hanging on Uncle Cheese, scooting around. I told my brother, I'm like, you got to get a scoot too, because I don't want to scoot with myself. We'll be scooting brothers. But, you know, my dad's saying, you know, the seriousness of that is, it's, you know, you think about life and you think about how fast it goes and where you are. And like, you know, it would be awesome to take, you know, a family trip, everybody together to have that, because like, you know, life continues to go on very fast, and who knows when everybody can get together and do that again. Especially the kids. As time goes on, they get busier and busier. So for them, like, to get a week out of school is tough, and it will get tougher. You know, just all of us together at one time, it would be awesome to have those pictures, those memories. You know, like we have of when we all lived in the house together. You know, my father said that, you know, just enjoy this time, because, you know, it's never going to happen again. And it's true. We were all under one roof for the last time. And of course, I get emotional. You know, with the vacation, you know, thinking that somebody won't be there much longer, You know, that's what hits. Is that we're all getting older. And I don't like it. You know, I realize more and more of like, you know, that, you know, my generation, we, my brother and my cousins have now replaced our parents as like the adults. And our, you know, my parents, my aunts, my uncles, my cousins, the older ones, they're now like the older generation. When I was a kid, how I used to look at my grandmother and her brothers and sisters, and
my mic cut out here for a second. Sorry
about that. I didn't mean to get all emotional with it. It's just, you know, I don't deal well with change and things moving on and stuff like that. So when I think about some of the reasons why, you know, my dad's bringing that up, you know, he's not going anywhere right now, but, you know, or any of us, but you never know what can happen. You know, my mother was 52 when she passed away. Life is not, tomorrow's not guaranteed or promised to you. When you have a chance to do something, just do it. I realized I hit the microphone. I was sniffling. So you guys missed the cough and got the sniffle. So Merry Christmas. Anyway, I'm sorry to bring the room down at the end of the podcast, but is it a podcast if I'm not crying like a little baby? I don't think so. And I hope whatever I babbled made sense. Anyway, this week I want to hopefully feel like myself again. My old sluggish self, you know. And not any of this sickness that's been going around. And if you do catch what's going around, just rest, take care of yourself. Don't push yourself. Stay home from work. Take care of your health is the most important thing. And other than that, I'm just going to have a good week. And March is Friday. So we'll talk about a new month next week on the podcast and what's coming up in that month, what the plan is. Probably the same as the last month. But anyway, I want to thank everybody who joined us today on episode 315. As always, we are played in and out each week by Hollow and their single Something to Believe. My best friend Nick wrote this song. Check it out on iTunes. It's by Hollow. While you're there, his new band Demon Scar is releasing new music like crazy. Give him a follow, demonscar.bandcamp.com. Check it out. Long Island, only one place to go for your deli needs. That's Finn's Deli, 4646 Merrick Road in Massapequa. Tell my brother Mike you heard the plug on the show and then get yourself an Uncle Cheese, the best sandwich out there. Not because it's named after me, because it really is that good. Finsdeli.com. Once again, thank you so much to everybody who joined us on your podcast listening devices. This has been episode 315. Have an awesome week. I'll talk to you later.